where, in 1956, Hungary played water polo against the USSR, and people said there was blood in the water. What have they done with all the water? Pumped it out into the river that flows past 200 yards away, let it run down to the sea. I buy the tickets. They cost nearly $20 each. I drive home the long way in my car, which is almost new. I give the tickets to my kid. She crouches by the phone in her pointed shoes. Her friends are already going. Are going to Simple Minds. Are not allowed. Have not got $20. It will have to be me. I can't wait, says my kid every morning in her school uniform. The duty of going. I feel its weight. What will you wear? She says. I'm too old. I won't have the right clothes. It will start too late. The warm-up bands will be terrible. It'll hurt my ears. I'll get bored and spoil it for her. I'll get bored. I'll get bored. I'll get bored. I sell the ticket to my sister. My daughter tries to be seemly about her exhilaration. My sister is a saxophone player. Her hair is fluffy. Her arms are brown. She will bring honour upon my daughter in a public place. She owns a tube of waxed cotton earplugs. She arrives, perfumed, slow-moving, with gracious smiles. We stop for petrol. My daughter gets out too, as thin as a clothes peg, in narrow black garments, and I show her how to use the dipstick. My sister sits in the car laughing. You look so like each other, she says, especially when you're doing something together and aren't aware of being watched. On Punt Road, the car in front of us dawdles. Come on, fuckhead, says my sister. I accelerate with a smooth surge and change lanes. Helen, says my sister beside me, I didn't know you were such a reckless driver. She's not, says my daughter from the back seat. She's only faking. My regret at having sold the ticket does not begin until I turn right off Punt Road into Swan Street and see the people walking along in groups towards the entertainment centre. They are happy. They are going to shout, to push past the bouncers and run down the front to dance. They are dressed up wonderfully. They almost skip as they walk. Shafts of light fire out from the old Olympic pool into the darkening air. Men in white coats are waving the cars into the parking area. We'll get out here, says my sister. They kiss me goodbye, grinning, and scamper across the road. I do a U-turn and drive back to Punt Road. I shove in the first cassette my hand falls on. It is Elisabeth Schwarzkopf. She's singing a joyful song by Strauss. I do not understand the words, but the chorus goes, Habe Dank. The light is weird. There's a storminess. It is not yet dark enough for headlights. I try to sing like a soprano. My voice cracks. She sings too high for me. But as I fly up the little rise beside the Richmond football ground, I say out loud, this is it. I am finally on the far side of the line. Habe Dank. Postcards from surfers. One night I dreamed that I did not love. And that night, released from all bonds, I lay as though in a kind of soothing death. Colette. We're driving north from Coolangatta Airport. Beside the road, the ocean heaves and heaves into waves which do not break. The swells are dotted with board riders in black wetsuits, grim as sharks. Look at those idiots, says my father. They must be freezing, says my mother. But what about the principle of the wetsuit, I say? Isn't there a thin layer of water between your skin and the suit, and your body heat? Could be, says my father. The road takes a sudden swing round a rocky outcrop. Miles ahead of us, blurred in the milky air, I see a dream city. It's cream, it's silver, it's turquoise towers thrust in a cluster from a distant spit. What, is that Brisbane? No, says my mother, that's surfers. My father's car has a built-in computer. If he exceeds the speed limit, the dashboard emits a discreet but insistent pinging, lights flash, and the pressure of his right foot lessens. He controls the windows from a panel between the two front seats. We cruise past a Valiant parked by the highway with a for sale sign propped in its back window. Look at that, says my mother, a WA number plate. Probably thrashed it across the Nullarbor, and now they reckon they'll flog it.